Nebatinik, pronounced Nebatinik, English, the skyscraper, is a prominent high-rise located in the center of Ljubljana, Slovenia, and is one of the city's most recognizable landmarks. Its 13 stories rise to a height of 70.35 m, 231 feet. It was designed by the Slovenian architect Vladimir Ubik for the Pension Institute, the building's investor. Construction began on April 19, 1931 and the building opened on February 21, 1933. It was, upon completion, the tallest building in the Kingdom of Yugoslavia, and the ninth tallest high-rise in Europe. It was and would remain for some time the tallest residential building in Europe. Predominantly a place of business, the Nebatinik skyscraper is home to a variety of shops on the ground floor and first story, and various offices are located on floors 2 to 5. The 6th to 9th floors are private residences. Located on the top three floors are a cafe, bar and observation deck. The cafe reopened in July 2010, while the bar and a new restaurant opened on September 2, 2010. Floors 9 to 13 were sold in auction on June 12, 2007 by the Pension Fund Management, KAD. For €2,120,000 to Australian company Terra Australis. The company hoped to restore the Nebatinik skyscraper to its former glory. The Nebatinik skyscraper, originally designed as an eight-story building, was designed by Vladimir Ubik, with assistance from Ladislav Kam, Ivo Medved, Pavilion on the Terrace, Margin Mui, Tempieto on top, Margin Sever, and Bohan Stepica, fittings of the cafe. The building was decorated with sculptures by Loy T. Doliner, the female figure on the side facade in the height of the sixth floor, Boris Kalin, the relief above the main entrance, and Franz Gore, four bronze heads in the main hall. Its design is based on the neoclassical and Art Deco styles, and is crowned with pilasters on the upper floors. Its design follows the classical tripartite division of tall buildings pioneered by the American architect Louis Sullivan. It is composed of a base designed to interact with the street and pedestrians, a homogeneous shaft, and a crown, topped by a cylindrical colonnade with a mounted flagpole, which was added after the completion of the tower. The facade is interrupted by evenly distributed rectangular windows framed in stone, an accentuated ground level and first floor, and semicircular windows in the café on the 11th story. The entrance on the ground floor leads to a lobby lined with karst marble. Upper stories are accessible by elevator or the spiral stairway at the center of the building. Two of the elevators are fast and lead visitors to the café on the upper floors, while the third is slower and leads to the residential levels. The stairway terminates at the 10th floor. The façade is adorned by a 4-meter, 13-foot, tall sculpture of a woman, the work of the Slovenian sculptor Loy T. Doliner, to help alleviate the connection between the skyscraper and the lower bank next to the tower. Sculptures in the loggia were designed by the Slovenian sculptor Franz Gore. Located to the west of the Nebatinik skyscraper is a six-story residential structure, designed by the same architect. Construction of the Nebatinik skyscraper, ordered by the Pension Institute, was controversial. Being the first building to surpass the Baroque silhouette of city's bell towers, some residents of Ljubljana feared it would spoil the skyline, and labeled the building a freak. The building is located on the site of a medieval monastery, and while preparing its foundation, contractors came across a 13th century well. A verse by Otanapani was inscribed in the foundation stone at the beginning of its construction in 1931. The statics were calculated by the engineer Stanko Dimnik, who was also the responsible engineer. The works were led by the master builder Ivan Brysel J., the director of the Ljubljana Construction Company. The building was constructed with reinforced concrete, and features many technological elements which were innovative at the time. It has central heating by automatic fuel oil burners, and water is supplied to the top seven floors by automatic pumps. The cafe has pressure ventilation, and hot water is supplied from the basement. The strictest in Japanese anti-seismic criteria was followed in the design of the building, therefore it is supported by 16 pilings each extending 18 m, 59 feet, into the ground. This makes the Nebatinik skyscraper one of the most earthquake-safe buildings in Ljubljana.